This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, when Jupiter aligns with Mars and Saturn and Venus, there's a spectacular show in the heavens tonight, and it's free. First, though, this story. European leaders are again meeting in Brussels today to talk about terrorism and how to prevent it. This meeting follows the deadly rail bombing in Madrid earlier this month that killed almost 200 people. Here's a comment from someone at that meeting, European Parliament member Jan Marinus Wiersma.
We have been less under the impression of international terrorism than the United States. It's quite clear. After the 11th of September, we proposed a lot of measures. The Parliament supported it, but in practice, not enough was done.
All Europe's leaders are worried about terrorism, but the threat has particular resonance in France today. Yesterday, French authorities discovered a bomb on rail tracks southeast of Paris. This is the second such device found on French rail tracks in just more than a month. Joining me now is Guillaume Parmentier of the French Institute of International Relations in Paris. Guillaume Parmentier, welcome to Day to Day. And what can you tell us about this latest explosive device and who might be responsible for it?
Well, not that much. That's the problem. It seems that this is a group that is criminal rather than claiming political motivations for its crimes. It seems to be a group that is trying to extract money from the state in order to stop putting bombs on the railway tracks. A few weeks ago, we had a similar warning, and a device was discovered. Then after that, a number of places where devices should have been was mentioned by the these people, by these criminals, and none was found. And now it's come back again. So it's very difficult to know what the motivation of this group is, but they seem to want some money.
They've identified themselves by the initials AZF.
Yeah. That's a reference to what happened in Toulouse, a city in southern France a couple of years ago, when a chemical plant created a great deal of damage in the city and poisoned a number of people. The authorities do not believe that this was criminal, nonetheless. They believe that this was due to a fault by the owners of the plant.
The plant malfunctioned, and that's why this spread.
That's right. Yeah. But they use this name. For what reason, I don't know.
But the group has put out a statement or a letter today saying that it's suspending its terrorist threat, but that it could one day mount an attack more lethal than the Madrid bombings? I mean, why is it putting these statements out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if what they want to do is to scare the government in order to obtain a vast amount of cash, that might be a reason behind it. But what they are planning, of course, I do not know.
Well, how are people in France reacting to this?
Well, fairly calmly. I mean, this, for the moment, has been reasonably limited. We've found two bombs, none of which has exploded. So people are concerned, but it is not, it's not a great panic.
I wonder how this round of bombings and threats and increased concern about terrorism may be affecting relations between French Muslims and the rest of the population.
Well, there is no suggestion that this AZF group is linked in any way with the Muslim population and Muslim groups. So I don't think that people are connecting the two.
There have been hearings in the United States this week in Washington about Al-Qaeda and the 9/11 attacks and what happened before then. Are the Europeans, are people in France following this news closely, and especially these allegations from a government, former government insider, that the Bush administration didn't do enough against Al-Qaeda before the attacks?
Yeah, there's been coverage of that. I wouldn't say that your average person in France or in Europe follows this extremely closely, but there is a general view, of course. I mean, every day television shows something about it, and we can see that the Bush, but also the Clinton administrations, are being blamed for not having taken sufficient precautions. Actually, anyone who's been to the U.S. before September 11 won't be surprised. I mean, taking a plane in the U.S. was incredibly easier than taking a plane in Europe at the time.
Guillaume Parmentier of the French Institute of International Relations in Paris, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Alex Chudwick.